Do they match?
No.
Are they identical?
One's orange.
They're both fruit. Boys and girls are both humans. But are they exactly the same?
No.
No, they are different, so you can't compare them perfectly. Okay. Does that make sense? A basketball and a football, they're both sports equipment. Do they match?
No.
One is throw and one is dribble.
Okay. So do you understand how you cannot really compare boys and girls? Okay. Now, there are some similarities. Okay. They both have air. Like basketballs and footballs, right? So a boy needs this many calories, a girl needs this many calories, depending on activity level and age. Does that answer that question?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I stutter sometimes.
If you were pregnant, wouldn't you need to eat healthy?
Yes. You would need to eat healthy every day. Every meal you need to eat healthy.
I mean, like, stop kind of like eating more, like eating less junk food than probably an average person does.
Everybody should not eat junk food.
No, but like, you need to eat it.
People still make choices. We've talked about choices. Remember a long, long time ago in health, we talked about making good food choices?
Yes.
Yeah, so should we be eating junk food at all?
No.
But when we do eat junk food, because boy, I love potato chips. But do I sit down and eat the whole bag?
No.
I have some potato chips. Do I have them every day? No. Moderation in all things. Your question.
My question was, since I know boys and girls stop growing at a certain age, do you age?
So girls typically go through puberty but faster than boys. Some girls will start puberty right now at your age. Okay? Some bodies will mature and you'll start a period. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've known some third and fourth graders that have had their periods. Okay. Doesn't happen often, but it happens. It can happen. Boys typically start to go through puberty about as early as sixth grade, but as late as ninth grade. Every body is different. Okay, girls typically go through puberty 6th, 7th grade. And they're done growing by usually their sophomore, maybe junior year. That's grade 10 and 11. Okay? Boys can continue growing until about age 25. 23 to 24 to 25. I've known an awful lot of boys that graduated high school at 5'6" and 125 pounds, and 10 years later you see them and they're 6'2" and 200 pounds.
This
is unfair. So, girls, I grew like half an inch to an inch out of high school. That's kind of unusual. Girls are typically done growing earlier, so like about 10th, 11th grade. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, how long does it take to go through puberty?
It depends. Everybody is different. Okay, do you know what happens when it goes through puberty?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask this question for you, because she's had her hand up for a long time. What is your question?
My question is, does it affect, like, the way you eat, say you ate like cake, will it affect your baby? Like, if you ate cake, they will be fat, but if you eat a lot of greens, they'll be like kind of sweet.
A baby's body is born with a specific number of fat cells.
Okay.
So you have muscle cells, you have bone cells, and you have fat cells. When you get fat, you have the same, you're born with whatever your cells, your fat cells look like, right? Okay?
Those many animals?
No, they're cells. We're going to pretend those are a fat cell. Okay? When we get fat, you don't get more fat cells. Those fat cells just get bigger. So I still have 5 here. They're just bigger.
Okay. If your fat cells got this big, this big, this big, and this big,
How big would you
get? It depends. I mean, I can't really answer that question because a cell, you have to look in a microscope to see a cell. Does that make sense? Okay, so back to the puberty question. So boys, when they go through puberty, so you know that everybody has body hair, right?
Yes. Yes.
You've learned that? Okay. Okay. Boys will get, I'm going to draw a triangle person here. Okay. So here's my boy. Okay. It's still a boy. Okay. All right. Boys grow hair under their arms. Some boys grow hair on their chests. You all grow pubic hair down low, right? Down in this area. Okay. Boys and girls. Okay. Boys will start to get hair on their face and a mustache. Okay. All right. Girls grow underarm hair. Okay. And pubic hair. Okay. And so, and some men will even grow hair on their backs. That is kind of genetic related. There are some cultures of people genetically that have more hair on their bodies than others. But just know that it is perfectly normal for girls your age to start growing body hair in the pubic area. Don't be ashamed of it. You'll all do it. It's a human thing. Everyone will have it. Boys will probably grow yours much later, maybe as late as 8th grade, 7th, 8th, 9th grade. Boys just are a little slower, okay? Some boys don't start growing underarm hair until maybe their freshman year, but some will start growing underarm hair as early as 6th grade, okay? So if you're already starting, that's kind of early for a boy, okay? Because that hair will get long. You know, it's long hair, okay? Not very many high school boys have chest hair, but there's a few that do. Not very many have, yeah, I guess probably 7th, 8th grade will start to get a little mustache going. And we always tease boys and call it peach fuzz. You'll get peach fuzz, okay? Alright, so then girls, you know, you'll start probably wanting to shave your underarms probably about 6th, 7th grade. Okay, do you have to? No. But a lot of girls shave their underarms. Okay, it is time to go and I'm cutting into your getting away scoot time, so let's disinfect your area and we can talk more about those if you have questions.
Okay.
The beauty of it is you are no different than anybody else. Everybody goes through it. It's just some people do it faster than earlier than others. Okay. All right, disinfect your area, please.
Okay.
Everybody has hair. It's just that boys, it'll get thicker and bigger.
Shh.
All right. Don't need to shout. Yes. Well, that's true. Go ahead. All right. See you later. Don't run. Bye.
Sorry.
You're fine. How are you doing, Brody?
Very well.